First of all, since you parted ways with Terek, you are without job. And tell me, what are your plans for the future?
I don't know. At the moment, I am doing this. I do a lot of television work. I'm going a lot to England, the promotional things. So I'm most of the time I'm busy.
Tell me, if someone from Serbian Football Federation approach you, would you be interested in?
I would be interested because I think that Serbian football is very talented. I think that they are great footballers. So therefore, it was a surprise for me also that they didn't qualify, at least not go to the qualification rounds. So that's a pity, but yeah, I would consider it, yeah.
Tell me, you said that you remember Belgrade Fog from 80s, but do you remember Partizan Belgrade and match against
Newcastle? I think we lost that game.
Yes.
Also, but it was a good game also. And nice training grounds also where they were. I'm staying in the same hotel.
What do you think about Serbian club football generally?
At the moment, of course, it's not at their best, as in the past. But that is also for Dutch football also, everybody gets swallowed up by the big clubs. Most talents are getting already bought already in the early stage, so they leave the country already on too early. I think that talents need to have the opportunity to play in their own competition and then to go abroad. But it's also the money, of course, that attracts a lot of players, and that's unfortunately sometimes they make the wrong decision.
Do you think that money became too important for modern football?
It is important. Without it, you can't buy good players. And But it has to be. It would have been better if it would have been divided more to various clubs, so that the level stays up for a lot of teams. Most competitions, you have four or five teams that go well, and the rest is struggling. If you see, even in Spain, there's only two clubs, and then also if you see from the second place to third, there's sometimes 20 points. It shouldn't be like that.
Tell me, what's your opinion about the differences in football when you were a player and nowadays?
It's quicker, it became quicker. Of course, the UEFA changed the best rule, not to play back to the goalkeeper. Now you can play pressing. Better than in my days, you had to be more patient. For that reason, the game is also different. Now, because you cannot play back to the goalkeeper, you can, but he cannot take it in his hands. You can press the opposition more, and that attracts also the game itself, and that's a good rule.
And tell me, a player like you was with both physics and techniques in one. Do you think that nowadays football is maybe better for players like you?
I don't know. I had my time. I had a good time. I enjoyed my time. I think you cannot compare it anymore with what we did in the past. I enjoy watching the game, the development of the game itself. I enjoy also. So what is good for football is the fact that Barcelona plays attacking football. In my days it was still Catenaccio was very much in, and it was not very very good to watch, but it was effective. And nowadays people think more of attacking than only defending.
Netherlands also plays good football now, and do you think that it's time after 24 years to win European Championship again?
It would be great. We were very close again with the World Cup against Spain. I think that Holland also in that game had the best chances, didn't convert them. So therefore we are very proud of what we achieve as a country, as Holland, because we provide always great talent. I think the philosophy of football is very good. And therefore, technically, we always have an advantage when we go abroad. And for that reason, a lot of players do well also abroad.
And tell me, what the peak of your career would be to coach Netherlands national team one day?
No, you never know, of course. But, Van Basten and Rijkaard started with it. Of course, you would like to end with it. But that it's not so much a priority for me at the moment, no.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you. about your period in Terek? Why it didn't happen? And do you remember the way you
did? I just want to say one thing. I had a great time there, and I think it was a great experience.
And what do you think of the Bulgarian Blagoj Gurdjieff?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's also difficult for me because in Holland we don't see much about Bulgarian football. And also the national team, I didn't see them play, so for me it's difficult to judge them, you know.
I mean the player, Blagoj Gurdjieff,
he played in the Blago.
Yes.
Yes, I can't remember the... Now, Blago, I think I had a great moment with Blago. Why? Because I demanded more from Blago than anyone else. Why? Because he's national team. So I had a discussion with him. And I took him to my room and I showed him the game Bulgaria-Switzerland. And I watched it with him. And after 20 minutes he was silent because he knew exactly what was going on and how we played. And I said to him, this is how you play also with us. And I think you are a great football player. And I think you can do much better than you do. But you have to do it. So I put him on the bench and he hated me. Then after a while, after a couple of weeks, I talked with him again. I said, I see in training that you do so much your best. I see you working hard and you get a thing. This is the Blago I want to see. So then I gave him a chance again. And then he scored that goal, remember? Mm-hmm. In the free kick and he jumped on me. Mm-hmm. And he thanked me for the fact that I treated him like that. Not because I hated him, because I think he's a very, very good player and I want him not to waste his talent. So now I always look back with Blago with a smile because he's a great kid, really, really good person, very nice person. And I hope to see Blago once again in a Champions League.
Do you know he resigned from the national team?
He resigned from the national team? And why was that?
A scandal with the coach.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
He left the team. He said that the bosses make a calls who players to go. So,
but now there's a new coach. Huh?
Yes, but he's temporary. He was
okay,
but
I hope that Blago comes back. Look, Blago loves football. Yeah. Blago is very emotional, and I wish him the best. I hope that when a new coach comes, he will, you know, come back to his judgment and play for the national team because the national team needs him. I saw Blago, you know, at his best. I think that he against Anchi on that game, he was the best player, and I was so proud of him. So therefore, I hope that he will do it.
Thank you very much.
Да.